Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We are having a short program today because we've been having a fair amount of technical difficulties lately, and I wanted to test some new equipment and also go over some stuff that, you know, there's so much to cover here. It's very easy to forget information or to not talk about it in quite some time. So I want to briefly cover some stuff that we've talked about in the past. Billy, as you know, is in Switzerland. He grew up in Bulac, Switzerland. In around 1941, he had his first spiritual experience where he sat down on a bench on a mild night in May and looked up at a beautiful starry night and said, "My life is made out of the love of creation." And this was kind of the beginning of Billy starting to be sensitive to the impulses that are sent from the universal storage banks. As we've studied before, there are signals that come out of what are called the universal storage banks. The universe has storage banks like archives, like a library, much like the solar system and the galaxy and the planet does. Now, when you live a life on Earth or any other planet, all of the information associated with that life is stored in these storage banks. And it's possible, if your thinking is the right way, to pull that information up out of the storage banks. So, Billy, this little section, it's called How It All Began. And if you want to find it, you can look up on the Future of Mankind site. You can Google that, the Future of Mankind, and you can read this, what I think is a very, very important story. I've covered it many times, and let me read a little passage from it. On the 3rd of February, 1941, when I had just turned four, I lived in Niederflachs, 1253, a short distance from the town of Bulac, which was surrounded by the Eichen, Moser, and Bruder Mountains, as well as by wide forest, extensive meadows and fields. Even then, I felt the urge to learn a lot and to become knowledgeable and wise, as well as modest, kind, and worthy of life. Through their education in me, mother and father guided me in this direction. However, Pastor Rudolf Zimmermann, the minister of the Reformed Church of the municipality of Bulac, likewise played a weighty role. Pastor Rudolf Zimmermann was an important person in Billy's life because Pastor Zimmermann had telepathic contact from the Pleiaren. And the Pleiaren are one group that Billy had contacts with. And let me continue here. It says, because of him, quite especially, I saw the expression of knowledge and wisdom, as well as the virtue of modesty, but also his kindness and appreciation in regard to human beings and life. These conditions were the constant motivation for me to contemplate all those values and to develop myself in that direction. So Pastor Rudolf Zimmermann was kind of Billy's role model, you could say, in many ways. Let me continue here. It says, how after that, in spite of my young age, I had to learn a lot, and that I was not averse to learning. Nevertheless, I did not agree completely with all that which I had to learn and the things which were explained and made known to me. It was very interesting. At this very young age, Billy has independent thinking. He's probably 5 or 6 years old. And he can, when he listens to certain things, he says, no, I don't think that's correct. That's very good. It's very important to have independent thinking because independent thinking allows you to have spiritual consciousness evolution. Without it, you do not evolve your consciousness. And one of the big things that's going on in the world today is that the evolution of the consciousness is being stunted because people are not independent thinkers anymore. So anyway, let me continue. Nevertheless, I did not agree completely with all that, which I had to learn, and the things that were explained to me and made known to me. Thus, from a very early age, I learned to maintain my own trains of thought in a controlled manner. So Billy's already developing correct thoughts, and most of the time I spend in this show is on the book, The Mind of Thoughts, and the importance of learning to control your thoughts. Let me continue. To draw my own conclusions and to make my own decisions. Through this, I also learned to separate the wheat and the chaff and to look for the truth where basically is to be found, namely in one's inner and innermost, as well as one's own intellect, in one's own reason, one's own thoughts, contemplations, and feelings. We have an innermost personality which comes from the spiritual consciousness. We have a spirit form which never dies. It's a fragment of the universal consciousness. It's always neutral positive. From this developed the recognition and application of self-responsibility and the recognition and fulfillment of responsibility towards my fellow human beings, the world of plants and animals, and in regard to life and the creational laws and recommendations. You know, the creational law is to live and help live. And I need to put that on my growing list of what I call the creational natural laws, or what Billy calls the creational natural laws. Let me continue here. Thus, I recognize very soon, and before I had even turned 5, that there was very much more to life than that with which the human beings occupy themselves in everyday existence. With work, which in those days, as a rule, also encroached on one's free time. Thus, according to my cognition, however, there was still very much more than only the instructive educational moments and the usual learning, which a small earthling just learns in everyday life from peers, parents, grandparents, neighbors, and so on. Soon I recognized that in spite of my very young age, I was a human being like every other human being, only that I could not yet fit into the ranks of the adults, because many years of growing up still separated me from them. So this is Billy's material consciousness. With every lifetime, you get a material consciousness, a new material consciousness, which is a new personality. In your subconscious is memories associated to the previous life. You also have a spirit form, which absorbed and learned all the evolutive values from your previous life. And it will impulse you. It will send quiet impulses of wisdom to the material consciousness, but we don't listen to it enough. I was a human being like every other human being, only that I could not yet fit into the ranks of the adults, because many years of growing up still separated me from them. Therefore, because of this and other things, I longed to grow up quickly, indeed in matters pertaining to the consciousness, just as much as in matters pertaining to the body and age. But it quickly became clear to me that I could not turn the wheel of time in order for it to run faster. Consequently, I therefore consciously had to practice patience, which also caused me no difficulties. Then he goes on to talk about this experience that he had in May, where he got these impulses from the universal storage banks. He heard his own voice say things like he was talking directly from his past life experience, which was either coming from the subconscious or coming from the spirit form. Maybe I'll skip over some of this, although it's fascinating. I suggest that you take the time to read it sometimes. Here it says, however, suddenly something peculiar happened inside of me, which from the next moment irrevocably changed my whole life. Strangely touched, I looked at my hands and body and could only vaguely recognize them. So I touched my body and felt it, and then I heard my own voice say, my life is made out of the love of creation. And I could not explain why I said that and which power led me to speak these words. A slight shiver came over me, and the night was quite warm. And then I noticed that I also felt peculiar. Nevertheless, I was not frightened. So Billy said something. He spoke something. And I believe it was coming from his spiritual consciousness, his innermost personality, as it's described in the Mind of Thoughts. Or it was coming from his subconscious, or a little of both. So when you've lived as many lives as Billy has, your spirit form is 9.6 billion years old. It could be that these quiet impulses of wisdom from the spirit form are incredibly powerful at times, and they literally spill over into the material consciousness or something to that effect. But and let me continue here. It says, again, I looked up to the stars, and I recognized that the stars were distant suns in the vast outer space, and that these shone by means of their own power by themselves, even though they were created from the light of the love of creation, as is everything in the whole universe. I think there are 450 billion stars. Maybe that's a little bit of an overestimate in our galaxy. That's a number that's staggering. And some of these stars we can see from Earth, many we can't. And there are different kinds of stars. There's the red dwarf. There's the yellow type sun like ours. There are red giants, which are massive. There are all different kinds of stars out there. And let me continue with what Billy's saying. And again, words, the origins of which I could not decipher. So at this young age, he's not sure where this information is coming. It's either coming from his spirit form, I'm speculating, from his subconscious. He has a lot of information that's stored from these previous lives. It seems to be coming from information that he learned in earlier lifetimes. And again, words, the origins of which I could not decipher, the sense of which I was, however, able to grasp, as with the first words escaped from my lips, everything is created out of the light of love. And then further words follow. The space between the stars is empty, and yet not empty. And everything that exists in the whole universe is a living vase. Everything is creation in creation itself. The words which came from my own mouth penetrated deeply into me, and in them I recognize that the true source of life is the light of true creational love, which in its vitality creates all life and contains within itself all laws and recommendations of creational order and all information about life and death. This writing of Billy's is maybe my second favorite. I think the Love Letter 27 is probably my favorite. This one talks about the universal consciousness, just like the other one does. And it talks about the love of creation, even though creation has no personality. This is a wonderful mind bender here. Let me continue. I recognize that the light which the stars emitted was a light in the visible spectrum. However, the light of true love remained invisible, creational, and for all great time. And indeed, the beaming stars were there, which stirred in me an unfamiliar longing for the vast distance and faraway worlds. Then words suddenly formed on my lips again, which said, since ancient times you have lived among the stars. And suddenly I knew who I was, how I am, and what my mission is on this earth. And suddenly impulses came from somewhere, which I later recognized as impulses from the storage banks, and many good memories penetrated me and showed me the way that I had to go in my life. So Billy is really getting flooded with a lot of information in this, how it all began, writing. He's getting impulses from the storage banks. He's getting information from his spirit form, quiet impulses of wisdom, as it's called in the book, The Might of Thoughts. He's got a lot of this previous life information buried in his subconscious, and it's manifesting in these very beautiful, profound passages that he speaks. And he's very, very young. He's only 4 years old. This is in 1941, 4 or 5 years old, something like that. But he has this vast storehouse of experience. It's a tremendously interesting story, and I've covered it over and over and over again many, many times over the years. And each time I cover it, I learn a little bit more. It's truly poetic and beautiful and wonderful. But let me finish out in this little short message today on just some of the mechanical information about reincarnation. When the spirit form comes into the child, it comes in 21 days after the sperm fertilizes the egg. And the spirit form is also called the Geist form in the German, and it enters into a part of the brain called the superior colliculus, which I think is in the lower middle brain, and that's the area where the integration of all your senses occurs, like sight, touch, smell, etc. And the spirit form brings with it a certain amount of energy, and this energy travels throughout the body in what's called a lattice structure. It causes the heart to beat, and the spirit form brings with it a new material consciousness, a new personality. It brings a subconsciousness that has programmed into it the experiences and knowledge and evolutive values from the previous life. And we also have an unconscious, which is also extremely powerful and fast. You know, your unconscious kicks in like when you touch a stove. Literally, your hand pulls back before you could possibly think about it. So there are different layers of knowledge, but the material consciousness, the conscious mind, is kind of a blank slate. Now, the human, as he grows up, will get a leg up each time he listens to those quiet impulses of wisdom that come from the spirit form. So that's one of the challenges that we have, is learning to listen to these quiet impulses of wisdom. And the quiet impulses of wisdom are such an important concept. And Semyase, Billy's third contact, talked about that. She said the spirit form records everything that you think, everything that you do, and it will tell you if your thinking is right or wrong, if you've learned to pay attention to it. And I believe how it tells us is through these impulses. So reincarnation is a very interesting thing. It's affected by the population on the planet, and when the population gets overstretched and very overpopulated, like our planet is, people don't get enough time in the spirit realm. We should have, if our life is 100 years, we should spend 152 years, a little over time and a half, in the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, the spirit form brings your material consciousness with it into the spirit realm, which is kind of like an energy band around the planet, at least that's the way I think of it. And there's a storage bank that each spirit form has in this energy band, and the material consciousness is processed in this storage bank, and evolutive values come out of this processing. And the evolutive values would be your confidence, your optimism, your ability to stay relaxed under pressure, your sense of love and reason and logic and discernment, and all these things that we continue to learn each lifetime. And those are programmed into your subconscious. The spirit form also absorbs these and gets stronger and powerful and more knowledgeable. And I wonder if it becomes a little more conscious with every lifetime, because the spirit form is not completely conscious, not completely aware like the material consciousness is. So you're driving down the street in your car, that's your material consciousness that's handling all of that, you know, the brakes, the gas, the steering wheel. Your spirit form is kind of in the background. It doesn't really know that you're driving. It's kind of monitoring your thoughts and your feelings. And it will tell you if your thinking is right or wrong, but you got to kind of learn to pay attention to it. Now, the feelings are said to grow from the thoughts. And the feelings are a good indicator of what's going on. And if things are going correctly, if you're in neutral positive thought, then you'll have good feelings. If you're outside of the neutral positive, then you can have a lot of negative feelings. And the negative feelings usually come from the negative thoughts. And we all have to learn to monitor ourselves and to break the cycle of negative thinking. Because our goal in each life, our Lebenskraft, our Lebenszeal, our life determination is the evolution of the consciousness. And you short-circuit the evolution of your consciousness as soon as you go into unbalance. You know, we're designed to be in a neutral positive balance. And as soon as you tip to the positive too far or to the negative too far, and mostly people on Earth tend to tip to the negative too far. Not too many of us become so ecstatic all the time that it becomes a problem. But be careful, because you can become out of balance in the positive as well. But most of the time, people sink into the negative, and we're in a world right now that's very, very weighted towards the negative. So to bring yourself back to neutral positive requires you to sometimes think intentionally positive and tell yourself you're confident, you're optimistic, you're relaxed, you're cheerful, you're enthusiastic, that you're the master of your own destiny, the forger of your own fortune. You're the creator of your own life. Your life always forms according to the thoughts that you've chosen nurtured, and tended. Very short program this evening. I wanted to test out some things. Hopefully the sound quality was okay. Anyway, you're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.